Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prinzing Show. I am Marlene Prinzing of theprinzingmethod.com, and that is P like Peter Pan, R-I-N-Z like zebra, I-N-G, the Prinzing Show. We're not in the printing business. We're not selling newspapers. It's not the Prinzing Show. It's the Prinzing Show, like Z like zebra. So this show is about promoting everybody's best market niche. And in the midst of doing that, we always like to make excuses to spread good news whenever we get a chance. So we're the antithesis to the news channels that you turn on today. So anybody that wants to be a guest on the show, has their own business, has an aspiring business, and wants to just say things that are good and fun, then they can contact me at Blog Talk Radio for sure. And I want to say a few things about my first guest today. Her name is Cordelia Wilkerson, and she is kind of like I am, however her title is different. She is a healer spirit guide, and she too is in Colorado like I am. And of course, my clients, and perhaps even Cordelia, because she is a client of the Prinzing Method, call me the Body Life Whisperer. So I'm going to welcome Cordelia at this moment, and we're going to go how the two of us connect and how the both of us can help anybody in Colorado and then perhaps even long distance. So welcome, Cordelia.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Yes, how funny that we're right here in Colorado, and I've had guests from all over the place. I feel like you're just next door.
Absolutely. We're so close, and we're reaching so many people that are far away.
I know. It's kind of funny because I'm just on the box, I call it, the computer box, and I can be anywhere. But I want to ask you the first question, which is, how was it that you came about the work that I do, which is called the Prinzing Method, and what was it about it that gave you the impetus, so to speak, to even call me? What was it for you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's been a lengthy process. There have been some fabulous healers like yourself, Marlene, that have been come into my life and have helped me with healing work and yoga. And with all of those experiences, I came to realize after a few years of time that I myself am a healer, and am ready to put that gift and that work out into the world.
Yay. Yay. So it was a little bit, and tell me this is what I'm getting, and you tell me if I'm correct and then expand on it. Is it correct to say that then you're even coming to me for your own healing, and you knowing that you're a healer is what we might say something in The Secret is called like attracts like. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Like attracts like, and like minds work, brilliant minds think alike. And I believe that because of the work I did with you and some other amazing healers, I was able to connect to myself and know what the work is that I'm going to do in the world. And that is incredibly exciting. And because we're on the same vibration or a similar vibration, then that's becoming very apparent to us more and more.
And on the similar vibration, you mean you and me on the similar vibration or other people?
You and I definitely other people that are doing this spiritual work and this healing work. I believe it is our job, our calling, to put this out into the world. And so we all have a very interesting, very incredible way of connecting with each other, you know, on an unconscious level at times.
Okay. I like that. I've had a couple other guests say that and perhaps refer to it as a collective consciousness of healers coming together. And I've also had other astrological people and sort of prophetic guests say that the time for that now in its infancy to become bigger than infancy is in 2015. And I'm not sure what that is astrologically, but have you heard that before?
Oh, I absolutely have. I've heard that we're going through this unbelievable, amazing planetary transformation, and 2015 is a very pivotal point in that for the collective consciousness. Absolutely.
Oh, Okay, good. Well, then, because it does seem to be a theme across really the United States of other healers. They're all saying the same thing independently. So it's interesting that if we're going to do this, if we're going to help people, if we're going to spread good news and kind of do the opposite of everything we hear on television these days, somehow this is the time to do it. So I want to ask you about some of the details of how your healing works and what it is that you provide, sort of as an umbrella so the listeners can get an idea of what your healing is about.
Okay, wonderful.
So go.
Okay, so this is what I'm offering. I am excited. I actually have, just in the last 24 hours or so, connected with a business partner of Marlene's who has a wonderful, wonderful ideas about how to present these different healing modalities. So my foundational one is energy healing. It's similar to Reiki, but it is much more wide spectrum. So it not only includes a modality, a subset of energy, but it also includes light and information. And we have been told as healers that we need to bring energy, light, and information to the planet.
Ooh.
So that is, it's very powerful work, and it can be done in person, preferably, and it can be done just as well in distance. So it doesn't matter if I'm here in Boulder County, Colorado, and somebody's in the UK, it will work just the same. And so that's very, very exciting. Yes, it's very exciting work. It's called the Reconnection, Reconnective Healing. And then I have decided to add to my offerings both a health and wellness product called Soul and also called Core. They are products of RAIN International, and they are seed nutrition. So I believe in nutrition, especially after going through my own personal experience of becoming very ill and then recovering. And I believe that seed nutrition is vital for us. So I offer that product, and I also offer an anti-aging serum called Ladara that is number one right now with the celebrities and also endorsed by Dancing with the Stars as a number one anti-aging serum. So I'm able to offer all these together for people, and able to, you know, just kind of focus on different parts of us, because all of our parts together working well is what makes us healthy and whole.
Yay!
Yeah.
I love all that. Okay, so you have kind of a whole bunch of different fun things going on there. I love all those. So Cordelia was mentioning for our listeners, AJ, who is a business partner of mine and who was also at the beginning of my show, my co-host as well. And he does have a knack for things. I'm going to give his website. He has a knack for, especially those of us in the healing or in the creative arts that have this sort of, I'm going to say, slightly flighty, facial, ungrounded sense of how to bring our work into the world in a financially rewarding and helpful way. And I would say AJ is one who crosses those two things. So his website, he has a couple, but this one's a good one if anyone wants to go to it. It's free, like free media advice. That's what it is, freemediaadvice.com. If you want to ask AJ about that and you're in a similar position that Cordelia and I are in. So the next question I want to ask Cordelia is, and I was right on this topic of long distance, because I, too, have just started to do long distance, and because I'm clairauditory as opposed to clairvoyant, where I get much more of a clear message from the things I hear than things I see, I'm doing long distance over the phone as well as locally here in Colorado. But tell me, when you say long distance, what is your medium, so to speak, that you're using for long distance healing?
Oh, wow, yes, it's wonderful, wonderful work, and I love to hear about what you're doing, Marlene. It is all energy, so we believe that everything's energy, not just you and I, but the table and the cat and everything else, even inanimate objects. And so if everything is energy and we're all vibrating on different frequencies, which we are able to tap into the universal energy. And in this healing work, it doesn't matter, like I said, where I am and where you are able to think of someone, whether you think of them or have a holograph, a picture of them, or a picture in your mind of them, however it best works for you. I'm able to do it in any of those fashions. And then focus on that being, and it can be an animal, it can be a person, it can be any live sentient being, and just exchange energy with that person or that being. What you're doing is bringing your energy in there into and along with the universal energy. And so it's just sending out energy waves. So it doesn't matter how far away you are. And I'll give you an example. When I was in training a year ago in Miami Beach, I picked my son, who was here in Boulder, Colorado, to send energy to, and he got very, very sleepy. He could feel it immediately. Very relaxed, very calm.
Okay.
So that's what works for distance healing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is kind of what we were just talking about on the topic of we healers and how we function, how we think. It sounds like you can use a photo because of the holographic image, which is a known concept. What about a person's name and you've never met them? Does that work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just like it works when we contact our, you know, psychic intuitive friends to help us with our animals and other things. It works the exact same way. All you need to do is get the name of the person and tune in with that. Or if you can get a physical description, if you can't, it doesn't matter. We had a friend of a friend whose son got in a motorcycle accident the other night, and all I knew was his name, and I've been sending him energy, and it's been working.
Okay. Now, what about, mm-hmm. I think you and I talked about this in past, about some people who do this long distance who maybe don't use what I'm going to call the mundane vehicle of a phone or of Skype, you know, to connect, because it sounds like you're not even using the telegraph.
No, absolutely not. When I do distance healing, I don't even need to be on the telephone.
Okay, great. Okay, because mm-hmm. that's how mine might be different, is I'm literally on the phone with someone, and the what I'm connecting with as what you're connecting with, I'm really connecting to their voice, and then that gives me the information to help them. But you're seemingly connecting to all kinds of different things of energy and light and sense and feeling. Is that right?
That's right. You've got it. That's exactly it. And the thing is, with my work, I'm not being intuitive to find out what's wrong or what I can fix as much as I'm just allowing the light energy to do what it needs to do, what the universe, what God needs it to do. It's not my job to fix. It's not my job to diagnose or figure out what's wrong with this person. It's just my opportunity to let the light and the healing energy go where it needs to do and go and do what it needs to do at that moment.
Oh, good. So this reminds me of something I was involved in years ago, as probably was everybody in the 1960s, even though I'm not that old, but that moment started, which is the Maharishi Transcendental Meditation Movement. And they tell me how this connects, because what they've done is sort of perfected this ancient form of what they're calling TM or Transcendental Meditation, and they literally purposely get a group of people and create like almost a tipping point or some sort of shift has to do with sort of how many people, and they go into the worst part of town and where the crime rate is high, and they literally just sit there for like 7 days as a group and meditate. There's no intention other than they're just meditating and they're not doing harm. And they've done studies on it, and it's amazing. They've done studies, and crime rate goes down, and all of a sudden there's become shifts within these communities that needed shifts. Tell me if you're on that same path.
Oh, that just sounds amazing. Yes, I had heard about the TM work, have not studied it, and of course Robert had shared with me, you know, his work with it, and that's a mutual friend of mine and Marlene's, and it just makes perfect sense to me, because as they're sitting meditating in a group, obviously it even says in the Bible more when there's more than one of us or two of us gathered, there's even more spiritual energy, powerful, you know, results. And so if they're gathered in a group meditating for days, I can imagine that it would completely, utterly change the vibration and the energy in the area where they are, and it would spread, you know, it spreads far out.
Yeah.
So that's amazing to hear.
I also wonder if it has the ability, like healing does. Healing, and I've used this quote perhaps with you, and it is a fact, that you need half as much healing energy to heal someone and you need, it's twice as much to make yourself sick. That makes it sound easier. You have to do twice as much to make yourself sick, but it only takes half of whatever that is to heal you, meaning there's something innate in the body that if you find it and trigger it, it runs to make you healthy, and we have to do more work to make ourselves sick. So I'm wondering if this concept of your healing runs the same way. Like you could do half as much healing in a place where there was a bunch of yucky stuff going on and it would influence it because there's something in the universe that wants to do something aligned instead of dissonant.
Oh, I just absolutely love that, Marlene, and I agree with it 100%. I believe that the universe wants to remain whole, and if it isn't whole, it will do what it can to get there. And so when something isn't in alignment and there is disease of any kind, which is because the being is not in alignment, when someone goes to facilitate the healing, the body has an innate ability to heal itself. It will heal, and it will heal, I'm sure, at least twice as fast. In our reconnected seminar, Dr. Eric Pearl said that when you do distance healing, you can literally send the healing energy out for 30 seconds or 30 minutes or 3 hours or 3 days, and it doesn't matter. Because when you send that energy out, that's as powerful as it needs to be.
Oh, I love that. I'm so glad I asked you that question because I keep, as I'm doing this show and we're getting these people on the show that we think perhaps our like attract likes and we have kind of the same frame of mind and we're trying to help people and we're trying to spread good news and make excuses to catch people doing things good instead of, you know, the other way around. Now it brings me to the idea of the terrorists and the terrorism and all the stuff we see or hear on television. Have you done any sort of, I don't know, sitting meditation healing directed towards ISIS?
You know, I haven't done that yet. What I have done is some very intentional sitting meditation and sending healing energy to the people of Nepal and of Tibet. I have definitely sent healing energy there. Seeing some of the posts and pictures on Facebook was so devastating. And for me as an empath, I have to be careful, as you know, not to focus too much on those really sad things, but rather take the opportunity to send energy there. So I completely agree with you that I think that would make an absolutely phenomenal difference. And I just want to point out that in my understanding, all of these tragedies that are happening is because we have such a great need to be loved and understood. And it's because we're not understood, I believe, that a lot of these things are happening.
Yeah. I would agree. I've always said that the terrorism is step above American gangs. You know, it's the same phenomenon where they want to belong and they feel lost and they want to be taken care of and want to have somebody support them and all the basic kind of needs, but they got all screwed up somewhere along the way so that by the time they're offered, right, then they do this.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes. When they're that disconnected, it can get very, very scary. Mm.
Okay, so that's a good word because that's something you and I both do. If people are disconnected, we connect. If people are incoherent in some way, and people use that even in brainwave terminology, we bring coherence. They even use that in lights and lasers, that the reason the laser exists is because there's a coherent existence of something of a light spectrum that then creates the laser, which is energy and light, and exactly what you're saying. So
yes.
It's making me wonder, tell me if you have any ideas of what we could do for the next 5 minutes of the show that could expand you and I doing a healing that would spread in Colorado, but then spread elsewhere. And if there are little directions we could give so that when people listen to the show, at any time, they then could do the same thing and almost like, this is funny, it sounds like network marketing healers. we could create this sort of background of a network of people whenever they heard this show that everybody would do like maybe ABC 123. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's a phenomenal idea. I was actually on with a group phone call a few months ago with a lady who's from Sedona, Arizona, who lives up in Mount Shasta now, who gets together a group, and we all meditate and do energy work over a conference call, and it was so powerful. I was tingling from head to toe, and that was very much a distance situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So I completely agree that we could do that. All we need to do is have an intention and then send the energy.
That's the first thing I was going to say. That was the first thing I was going to say. Okay, so you said our first instruction for the listeners and ourselves is to have an intention. Is that correct?
Intention, absolutely.
Okay, an intention. And what was the next thing you said?
Just to get into a space of dropping into yourself and meditating with that intention in mind. And that's really all. Just meditate on that intention.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's you and I create and discover an intention right now, or what we're going to put our attention on. What should that be? So that, again, when people listen to that, they can do the same and tell their friends and spread it all around.
Wonderful. You know what my first tip is? What I'm getting is love. I just believe that right now it's our job as healers and spiritually awake people to spread as much and practice as much unconditional love as we possibly can.
Okay, so I'm going to expand on that. This reminds me of there are in the world only 7 major positive emotions that exist, and one of them is love. Now let's see if I can remember them on the air. Tell me if you know them and I miss them. It's love, faith, hope, sex, romance, enthusiasm. What did I miss? Enthusiasm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
More.
Okay. Love, sex, faith, love, romance, enthusiasm. Desire. Duh. That's it.
Oh, absolutely, desire. You had that one written on your refrigerator. That's perfect.
Yeah, but these literally, and anybody that reads anything, right, anybody that's doing a self-help, self-healing thing, one of these words is or all of these words are in the instructions, right?
Right.
So let's do this. We'll just say them. What do you think? How should we do it? How should we do it? If we use all 7 of these, we should just repeat them or
yes,
say them?
Yeah, okay. We need to just keep repeating them when we use all of them, absolutely. If you think we could use them all at once, or do you think we should focus on a couple?
Yeah, that's what's interesting. And, of course, now it makes me think this is going to be for another show, is I'm wondering what the letters of each of them in the beginning stand for. You know, you could make a word. And then you kind of could group them. Maybe that'll be the secondary thing people can do. Oh, if they do that and they get something, then contact me on the radio show or my website at theprinzingmethod.com. If anybody puts the beginning letters of all of the 7 emotions together and gets a really cool word, something or another, we could make it like a movement. We could make
that's
it like
a really good idea, like an acronym.
Right?
That's a really good idea. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Okay, yeah, acronym.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think what we'll do, because we only have a few minutes at least to get people to do it, is there's also a hand mudra or a hand mode, depending on if you're in America or somewhere else, mudra being the Sanskrit word, that actually helps intensify this. So we can tell the listeners to put the tip of your thumb to the tip of your index finger, and you see people meditating like this all the time, and all this is doing is magnifying what your intention or your attention is on and helping you magnify it to keep focus, but it also creates it to spread as well. So, and I think you've done this one too, Cordelia.
Yeah.
So we'll
yes.
ask the listeners to do that. And I think I'm gonna just say them. I'm going to say them at least once through since I said them so fast. And we're doing a hand mudra of attention with an A, which is very similar and or the same if we set an intention. And our intention or attention is to focus on these 7 major positive emotions. And that's it, right? Is that how it goes?
Yep, let's do that.
Okay. So everybody focus, and I'm just going to say them, and then this will be a moment for whoever's listening now or later to do that. So the 7 major positive emotions would be love, faith, hope, sex, romance, enthusiasm, and desire. Now I'm going to have to put those on my website.
Yeah.
I have to say them again just because if I leave and go turn the television on, I'll get sick to my stomach. So, because it's been so awful, right? So,
yes.
Again, as anybody else is listening and Cordelia and I are bringing our energy together, the seven major positive emotions.
Make sure to say them three times because the threes are the magic numbers, 333.
Oh.
So that's where all the power is.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I have like 3 minutes before Blog Talk cuts me off, so here I go. Love, faith, hope, sex, romance, enthusiasm, desire. Okay, so that's the second round. The third round, saying the seven major positive emotions and putting attention or intention on them. Again, for the last time, are love, faith, hope, sex, romance, enthusiasm, and desire. And if anybody if anybody does this and recognizes something, whether they shift in themselves or their next door neighbor becomes nice, contact us. And my website again is thecleansingmethod.com. Now, how can people connect with you, Cordelia? LinkedIn, phone number.
Yes, I'm in the process of building my website, so I would say your best way to connect with me, if anyone's interested, is to find me on Facebook. And Facebook under Cordelia Wilkerson. So it's pretty simple, Louisville or Lafayette, Colorado.
Spell your name for the listeners, both front and back.
Front and back. Okay,
first and last.
First and last. That would be C-O-R-D, like in David, E-L-I-A, and then the last name Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. And I don't think I've changed my address, so it would be under Louisville, Colorado.
Perfect. So connect
yes.
with Cordelia or me, and we may do this again or we may do it in another way. So I want to thank Cordelia for being on the show and hope all of you get some benefit out of this and contact one of us if something really great happens because we want to know about it and tell other people. Thanks
yes,
again.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Namaste. Bye. Oh, what a great show that was today. Today is Wednesday, the day after Cinco de Mayo Day. Yesterday was 5/5/2015. We have 2 minutes left on our Blog Talk, but we had the greatest show in the world today. Again, contact me on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/theprinzingshow. You can look me up, Google me also. My last name is Prinzing, for those of you who are wondering what the heck that is about. Google the Prinzing Method. You can find me on Facebook, on Twitter. Where else am I? In the box. I call this the box. Oh, LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk, yx.com. I forget where else I am. But please contact me and or Cordelia. If you have questions, you want to contact us, you need some healing. I'm available also for speaking engagements on just about any health education topic you can think of. I have videos on YouTube. Look, I'm everywhere. I'm just so famous I can't stand myself. It was such an exciting show. So I'm good. See how good I am? I'm hoping good comes from this. So again, I want to thank Cordelia for the good news, for the wonderful healing she's doing, to Blog Talk Radio, to my producer in North Hollywood, VCM Enterprises in North Hollywood. And again, remember to connect with me. You can look me up on Facebook under Queen Marlene. If you type it in, it'll really happen. I'll really be there. So thanks again. Call in. Send your feedback. So we do. We tweet. We like. We website. Whatever it is we do these days. So thanks again for joining. Signing off. It's Queen Marlene, your body life whisperer.